It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an email we received from Thomas in Lexington. He writes, I listen to WEKU every morning for the news and weather. I use the current temperature to decide how warm a coat to wear, but some mornings you do not give the current temperature. Why not? I wrote back to Thomas letting him know we certainly intend to give temperatures frequently for a number of locations during Morning Edition. If we have been failing to do so, we'll make sure we resume the practice. Meanwhile, from the listener comment line.
This morning, between 5:20 and 5:45, your listeners were twice told that this was an unseasonal January 20th and that our temperatures would be in the upper 60s. I am wondering if WEKU now gives us alternative facts.
We've had a couple of incidents of failure to update recorded weather forecasts in the morning. We apologize for that. And here's another call.
I'm feeling particularly moronic today, so here I go. First of all, I couldn't live without your music. Most of it I love, and what I don't is most likely special to another NPR listener. Secondly, the Saturday afternoon programming is beyond compare. The shows are inquiring, creatively done, humanistic, and for a liberal radio station, politically balanced and even self-critical. Thank you.
While we appreciate those kind words, I will take issue with a comment that WEKU is a liberal radio station. We do our best, as does NPR, to always provide politically balanced programming and news coverage. We're glad to hear from you. Write to us anytime, WEKU at eku.edu, post on Facebook or the website, or send a tweet, or call 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday for listener feedback on WEKU.